There aren't many places to go and enjoy nature in a concrete jungle. Central Park comes to mind, but it's not the obvious choice for all New Yorkers. For some residents in Greenwich Village, it's the park without a name. 2.5 acres of green space, all spread around 2 apartment complexes bordered by West 3rd Street, Houston Street, Bleecker Street, and LaGuardia Place. But by 2031, all of this will be gone. That is, if New York University's plan to expand is granted. Paul Lobello, who lives in Soho, believes the expansion is a bad idea.
It seems to me that parkland, green areas are very important in an urban environment, and any reduction of that kind of green space causes me some worry.
Titled NYU 2031, the private university plans to build over 2 million square feet of dormitories and classrooms within the apartment complexes named Silver Towers and Washington Square Village. Though NYU owns the apartments, New York City owns the surrounding green space. NYU must purchase the land before building over it. If they succeed, NYU promises to develop an equal amount of new parkland. One organization, the Greenwich Village Society for Historic Preservation, doesn't trust NYU's promise.
We would be losing much needed public space. And the irony of all of this is that NYU says, well, there's all this space in the superblocks now that's not really accessible to the public that we're going to turn into these beautiful park spaces. The reason why it's not accessible to the public is because NYU keeps it from being accessible to the public. They limit public access.
That's Andrew Berman, the executive director of the Greenwich Village Society for Historic Preservation. He says it's not necessary for NYU to expand in the village.
The distance between, for instance, the Washington Square, where many of NYU's facilities are currently located, and someplace like the Financial District, where we've said they should consider as an alternative, that's about a 30-minute walk and about a 5 to 10-minute train ride. So this notion that it's just not possible for them to locate facilities anywhere else is simply not supported by the facts.
Mark Alexander, an economic major at NYU, thinks the university should stay put.
I think it's big enough as it is right now. I'm not particularly fond of the idea, but I'm only a student here, so I can't control what they decide to do.
The City Planning Commission will hold a vote on the proposal on June 6th. If it's approved, the City Council will hold a public hearing at a later date. Opponents, including the Greenwich Society for Historic Preservation, will attend to make their case. In Manhattan, this is Willie Matsubah.